I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sloppy work on the apostasy case against an Iranian pastor has led to a retrial. For now, it's a reprieve for Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says, while it's good news,
there's still the possibility that he could be executed at any time. It's a very erratic government. So we need to pray for him and his family, and then also for the church in Iran, that they will continue to be strong. They would not be intimidated.
There's no date set yet for a new trial. Musselman's urging prayer against fear, especially now. Next, the church is winning the war on poverty, but after 1,000 years, why isn't it already won? Compassion International is challenging the church to step up through a new movie, 58, the film. The film shows scenes of trafficked young girls, indentured slaves in India, gangs in Brazil. Kathy Redmond says Compassion's goal is response.
A lot of Christians are acquainted with the verse, "There will always be poor among us," but not the other 2,000 verses on poverty that says, "But you have to do it. You have to help."
The film makes its debut in cities across the U.S. today, but you can also host your own showings. Find more information at our website. And at a recent radio conference in Ghana, delegates from 19 African nations came together targeting one group of listeners, children. The radio professionals were challenged to work harder in reaching the 4:14 window, or children from the ages of 4 to 14. HCJB Global was in attendance, and now African Radio is more equipped to share the gospel with kids. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's headed? To remind you about what nation's important, Mission Network News is making available the book, Jesus Nation. It's by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University. For your gift of any amount, it's yours. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.